Hello there. Welcome to the Friday edition of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is September the 18th. It's so great to be back with you here as we close out another week on the program. Before I give you today's topic, and this came to me early this morning, this particular Bible verse that I'm going to really talk about today was not from today's daily mass readings, but this is something that that the Lord has placed on my heart, and it's partially based on some things that are happening in my own life and also some of the emails that you have sent me. So let's talk about that first. Your emails have been blowing me away. You know, about a week or so ago, I said, why don't you email me, let me know, because I see the numbers. I know how many people listen to this program through the podcasts, various podcast downloads, but I don't know who you are. And I started, so I put out the request, and it took a couple of days, but the emails started coming in. And I have to tell you a couple things. Well, first, the emails. Your kind words just blow me away. What I'm hearing a lot of is that you feel like it's you and me sitting at a table talking about Jesus, which is exactly, that's exactly my goal for this program. And I feel your presence in that way, too. And as I record these programs, my purpose for doing this is to give you hope, because there is hope with Jesus Christ. There is hope. And I know it's so easy to become hopeless, in addition to the fact that we are living in a pandemic that, and there doesn't appear to be an end in sight. Look, I mean, this could end quickly, but it certainly doesn't seem that it will end quickly. We have no idea. And I think frustration is setting in. And also, aside from that, you've got your own individual things going on in your life. I have mine, you have yours. And some of these things that we deal with are overwhelming. These are major storms. You're really feeling the waves crash over your head. I mean, I understand it. Your emails are confirming that. So what I want to do is do my best as a regular guy who struggles just like you do, to share some things that I've learned through my friendship with Christ, through the teachings of His church, and always be as open with you and honest as I possibly can. So in other words, when I encounter those days where I don't feel God's presence, all right, I don't feel especially hopeful, I want to address that. Because it's too easy for people in my position, and I hear this, and it's frustrated me. It's too easy for me to say, oh, if you pray, you'll feel better. Well, yes, sometimes you will, but sometimes you won't. That doesn't mean the prayer's not working. So we can't let it end there, because there's too much at stake. What's at stake is you're rising above all the things that are holding you down, all the things that Jesus took to the cross. Your anxiety, your fear, when you get frozen and you get stuck. He died on the cross to free you from that. He came so that you could have life and have it abundantly. That's not a cliche. He doesn't want you to be troubled. He doesn't want you to be anxious. And He says it over and over in the Bible. So somehow, together, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we got to work this thing out. And I feel that's my role. And judging by what you're telling me, it's working somehow. I don't claim to be the smartest guy in the world, but I do love Jesus. He turned my life around. And you're talking to a cradle Catholic here who went to Catholic school for 12 years, but literally went through the motions for his entire life. I like when I talk about myself in the third person. I was on a roll. I didn't know how to reel it back in, but it's true. I went through the motions, and then I discovered that Christ is real. And it was through the witness of people who told me about Him, who talked about Him, because they knew Him. And I do feel I know Him. Do I know Him good enough? No. I want to know Him better. Every day for the rest of my life, I'm going to dedicate it to learning more, to getting to know Christ better, to getting to know my Heavenly Father better, which is what Christ wants to do. He wants to lead me to the Father, and to getting to know the Holy Spirit better. But that doesn't mean I can't share what I know and what I've learned now with you. And as someone who has a tendency to be anxious, I'm a weak person. I like to control things because I try to keep the suffering out of my life. You know, I want to control things for myself, for my family. That's my tendency. I realize now that I can, and that's not a good tendency to have. And the Lord's helped me with that. But I understand what it's like to worry. I mean, not everybody that preaches this message knows what it's like to be in the emergency room with panic attacks. I do. Thanks be to God, it's been a number of years, but I do. I know what it's like to be in your 20s and think you're dying. I know what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night and feel hopeless. But I also know what it's like to walk with Jesus every day and to have things turn around and have my hope restored. And even though that hope sometimes just resides in my mind, that's good enough. Because I know, despite the way I feel, that there is always hope. And that if He allows something to come into my life that's painful, I'm going to have the grace to deal with it. And I want to share that with you. I really am passionate about doing this. And from what you're telling me, it's working. And I really appreciate your honesty. And I really appreciate what you said and what I hear over and over again, in addition to, Gary, it's you and me sitting across the table, which is perfect. I hear, thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your transparency. You better believe I'm going to be transparent. Because, again, I've often heard messages from people who sound so together that I think I'm a loser. I could never achieve what they're achieving. And again, I don't know what's going on in their life. Look, they might be strong people. I'm not a strong person. But boy, I'll tell you, I feel strong when I got Jesus on my side, when I got a Father in heaven who created the universe, when I got the Holy Spirit inside of me, yep, I'm feeling pretty strong. That's when I get across to you. And as long as I can do anything about it, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to keep doing this show. So you and me, we're going to work through this life together. We're friends. We're family. You and me, we're family. And I do this because I care about you. And I do it because I love Jesus. And I know that He wants me to do this. And if I can do it and be at peace, then so can you. So listen, my goal is to work through this with you together. And we will get through it. We will get through it. Please keep writing to me. Let me know what I can do for you. Let me know what you're going through. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. But your emails have blown me away. So if you haven't written, you want to, let me know what you think about the show. Please let me know. I want to know about you. It really helps. And my heart goes out to you. I see some of the problems that you're going through. I'm praying for you. It's real now. But I'm going to tell you there is hope. And that's going to be the message today. You might be struggling now. You might be suffering. You might be crying in agony. But it's going to get better. That's what the message today will be. The other thing I want to say before we go to prayer is thank you for the financial donations. They keep coming in. I am very much in the hole right now. But you're helping. It's been a tough month. It's been a tough month. It's been a tough year. You know, when the pandemic shut down my speaking, it was quite a hit. The Lord has been providing, but right now it's getting really, really tricky. So I want to thank you. You know I hate to talk about money, but you are helping me with your donations. And again, I can't thank you enough for that. All I can do is pray for you and continue to provide what I can in the way of evangelization, helping you get to know Jesus through my daily email devotional and this program and my weekly program, which, by the way, is available today, The Gary Zimak Show. So make sure you look for that. That comes out weekly on Friday, and it focuses on the upcoming Sunday's Mass reading. So I hope you'll be able to check out that show as well. But anyway, thank you. Let's continue to do this. God willing, I don't plan to go anywhere. I love doing this. Right now, I can't travel, so I love being able to do this radio program from my home, or this podcast, whatever you want to call it. What's really cool about the weekly show is that many stations, many radio stations across the country pick it up. So it also goes out over the air as well. This is strictly a podcast, but it's really good. It's amazing how the Lord has given me these opportunities. So I wanted you to know that. But today we're going to talk about hope because I think you need to hear that message. I'll share some things with you. We'll base it on a Bible verse. Hang in there. All right, that's the best I can tell you. You might be having a bad day today, but there's an ebb and flow of life, especially when it comes to the spiritual life. You're going to be up one day, you're going to be down the next day. That's normal. If you're struggling today, I want you to relax because your breakthrough or your turnaround could be right around the corner, could be tomorrow. You know, if you're down today, you will be up again at some point. Trust me on that. I've been there. I've done that. And I know that that's a fact. All right. I've said enough about the theme of the program. Why don't we pray and turn to our Father in heaven? You know, let's talk to him now. He's our Father in heaven. He loves you. You and me. See, we're related. We have the same Father. And if you struggle with that, if you struggle with that concept of God as Father, this is something my wife has been working through. And this pandemic has given us a real chance to address that. And it's been hard for her. At one time, it was not too long ago, it was hard for me too. And I talked to Jesus about it. I talked to God the Father about it. And I said, I'm not feeling your love for me. And then one day something clicked. So you and me, we'll continue to talk about our Father and how much he loves us. And also, I'd recommend you keep praying about it and ask the Holy Spirit to help, because one of the things the Holy Spirit does is pour out the love of God into our hearts, according to Scripture. So that's something we want to really think about and we want to work on. Okay, so our Father does love us. He will provide for us. You know why? Because Jesus said he would. And I can give evidence from my own life. I can give evidence from the Bible that our Father in heaven does keep his promises and he will provide for our needs. Okay, so with that in mind, let's talk to him. Enough of this listening to Gary talk about the Father. Let's talk to our Father now. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we come before you today and we praise you. We thank you. We worship you. And we take a step back and recognize your greatness. Father, you are so big that we can't even comprehend how big you are. Your power is limitless. You are present everywhere at one time. You know our thoughts. You created us out of nothing. Piece by piece, cell by cell, you knitted us together. So we're custom built according to your specifications. So we are wonderfully made. We're not junk. We criticize ourselves sometimes, but we're made in your image and likeness. Father, I want to thank you for that. Sometimes I don't feel it, but I know that feelings aren't necessarily facts. Sometimes my feelings are not correct. So I know through Scripture and by I know through Scripture and by my encounter with you that you created me in your image and likeness so that I could be in a relationship with you. I thank you for that, Father. Thank you for preserving my life, our lives. We're still here. That means you're taking care of us. Father, sometimes we struggle with hope. I pray that today our sense of hope can be restored. If we're feeling down, anybody who's feeling down today, Father, please help give us hope that tomorrow is going to be a better day, that there is a future that's bright and not dark. Father, we lift up our family, our friends, all have asked for our prayers. We ask you to bless them, to protect them, to grant them what they need. And sometimes we realize that what they need is a cross, suffering. But here's the deal, Father. We are so weak that we cannot bear the suffering without your help. So if you do decide to choose a cross for us, and we know you're going to never give us anything that together, you and me, we can't handle, but we're just going to need the grace to deal with it. So we just ask that. If you decide to let us go into the storm, just please grant us the grace that we need and help us know what you're trying to teach us. Father, I ask you this day for a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit. I know, Father, that somebody's hurting today that I need to speak to. So I would humbly ask you to give me the right words. I have a general idea, but I really would like to ask you to give me the right words. I submit to you, Father. You take charge. Send your Spirit. Work through me. Guide my thoughts, my words, so that I can speak your message this day. And Father, please open all of our minds and all of our hearts so that we may be receptive to your message. Father, in conclusion, I want to say thank you because I know you heard this prayer. And I know you are going to respond. And I ask this, as I always do, in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. Okay, I promised you hope, right? Let's look at this Bible verse today. Psalm 35. Psalm 30, verse 5. Do me a favor. Write this one down. You want to refer to this often. Listen to this. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Let me say that again. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. There are going to be times in all of our lives when we're going to be weeping, when we're going to be sad, when everything will look dark. But better days are ahead. And that doesn't mean you will live a life free from suffering. That doesn't mean if you're suffering from some sort of a medical ailment, a chronic condition, a fatal diagnosis, you know, terminal cancer, doesn't mean you're going to necessarily be healed. Pray for the healing. I strongly recommend you pray for the healing. Jesus healed every person he ever encountered in the Gospels. He didn't turn anybody down. He healed everyone who was sick. I guess you could say with the exception of Lazarus, but he raised him from the dead. He was trying to make a point there. Pray for that physical healing. Now, I'm going to tell you, sometimes the Lord, even though he can heal you of whatever you are dealing with right now. Any physical ailment, any spiritual condition, any emotional problem, he can heal you. He doesn't always choose to do so immediately. I don't want to burst your bubble. I want to give it to you straight, though. That doesn't mean he can't do it. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. It means that he, like with Lazarus, has got a better plan in mind. Again, he let Lazarus die. Lazarus wasn't healed. And that's because he was going to raise him from the dead. He wasn't about to perform a healing that day. He was about to show that he could raise somebody from the dead, which is even better. And that's what we need to remember. All of these problems in your life, whatever they may be, we all have them. We all have something. Every one of them is temporary. And that's my message of hope for you today. If you're suffering right now, it could end today, tomorrow, 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, a year, 2 years, 5 years. Worst case, it's going to end when your earthly life is done. And you say, oh, Gary, that's not fair. Now I'm really depressed. I said, that's the worst case. Many of these problems that keep us up at night, they're gone in a relatively short period of time. And you know what? When you compare our span of years on earth, our lifespan, with what awaits us in eternity? It's nothing. This is a mere flash. It goes by in an instant. So look, the fact that we know that our problems are temporary, I think that alone is comforting. Right? If you knew there was an end, how about this pandemic? If you knew it was ending in 1 month, it would be a heck of a lot easier to deal with than an open-ended situation. I don't know when it's going to end. If there was a news flash saying that this will end in 1 month and things will be back to normal, it would be a whole lot easier to deal with, wouldn't it? So I'm going to tell you, all of your problems, they are temporary. They will be gone one day. And that I can promise you. Don't let it get the best of you. I'm really not downplaying your suffering. Because really, I know that. I've shared the story of my own anxiety for many years. What I went through, my physical ailments, thinking that I was dying. It was real. And I was really bad. I remember being up all night when I was working as a software developer. I think this was in the 90s. And I was convinced I had a brain tumor. If you haven't been there, if you haven't been in my shoes, and you don't know what it's like to be a hypochondriac, I'm going to tell you, it's hell. You know, but if you have been in my shoes and you know what it's like to worry about your health, you get it. And I remember having this numbness in my head, swearing it's a brain tumor. And I was convinced I was dying. I'm in my early 20s. I'm living by myself. It was a little later than that. It was probably my late 20s. But I remember just there were a couple nights where, and I had to work as a software developer. So I had to use my brain, right? So going a night without sleep was excruciatingly painful. And I remember it happened on more than one occasion because I was so worried. And then I got the CAT scan and everything was fine. I didn't have anything. And gradually the symptoms just seemed to disappear. But I swore that I was dying. And it was really painful. Over the course of the past 6 months, I've shared that my wife has been struggling with pretty serious, crippling COVID anxiety. None of us have gotten sick. Now, thanks be to God, she's doing much better. But there are still nights when she struggles. We're working through it together. We're growing closer. We're growing closer to Jesus together. She's trusting that God will provide. But let me tell you, it's a process. And there's still bad nights. Still times when I slip up. And I've been working on this and talking about this and hanging out with the Lord for a long time now. And it's easy to get bombarded with your problems. So I tell you that to give you hope, to let you know that better days are ahead. And there's a good chance that whatever you're concerned about, even if the problem doesn't go away, you keep praying, you keep reading your scripture, you keep, if at all possible, receiving the sacraments. And you will experience that peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace of God, that supernatural peace. Will it be fleeting? Yes, sometimes it'll go away. It'll come and go. Then you keep going back to Him. And that's what the Lord wants. He wants to have this kind of relationship with us. Turn off the news if you have to. I don't know what's upsetting you, but if the news is upsetting you, don't watch the news. We limit how much news consumption we have around here. We have to. Because you have a bunch of people predicting doom and gloom, and they don't have any authority to be able to predict this. They don't know. It's all negative. Where's God in the picture? We serve a God who created the universe. That's our dad. That's our daddy. We're in good shape. You're in good shape. And I'm here to remind you of that. So don't lose hope. Your suffering will end. You can find peace in the midst of problems. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. I promise. Okay? I would ask you to pray for me, to pray for my family. I am bombarded and overwhelmed with writing projects right now, and I really could use some extra prayers. Plus some family issues going on, you know, with my wife's anxiety and with this general frustration over the pandemic. It's not easy. It's not easy, but thanks be to God, things are going pretty well for us. I'm, for the most part, feeling very peaceful. You're a big part of that, so thank you. And obviously, there's financial issues, too. But it's all going to work out. And you know why I could say that? Because however it works out is how it's going to work out. I know that sounds like circular logic, but it's true. God can do all things. If he lets it happen, he's going to bring good out of it. And you just need to believe that more. Even if you don't feel it in your heart, I want you to believe it in your head. Look at the crucifixion. Explain that one to me. How could good have come out of that? Well, it did. You and me, we were redeemed because of that. In the ultimate act of love, Jesus laid down his life for you and for me. It's personal. Wow, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, because God's ways are not our ways. I'll say. The prophet Isaiah said that. He wasn't kidding. I wouldn't have come up with that plan. How about you? No way, right? Anyway, you are amazing. Thank you for spending time with me. Please, anything you need, Gary@followingthetruth.com. And if you haven't emailed me yet to tell me you listened to the show and a little bit about your story, let's get busy, okay? I want to hear from you. I mean that because I really do care. I really, really, really care about you, all right? I think you get that. Anyway, thank you for your contributions. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your emails. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go to find out all things about me, including how you can pre-order my new book, Let Go of Anger and Stress. You're going to get it in about a week or so from Amazon. You can order it from Ave Maria Press and get it sent even sooner. Let go of anger and stress. Let's do this through the working of the Holy Spirit, okay? I hope you have a fantastic and super weekend. I look forward to joining you again on Monday, right here back on Following the Truth. As long as the Lord lets me do it, I plan to be here. And I just hope you could join me because it just wouldn't be the same without you. Thanks again. Don't forget to catch the Gary Zimak Show podcast over the weekend for a little insight into the Sunday Mass readings. God bless you. Talk to you next time.